We got to the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's daf will be for the Refuah Shalom of David Ben Rachel. And for the Refuah Shlema of Shlomo Ben Sarah. Okay, we are on Gimel Amud Aleph. So yesterday we discussed the four opinions. Welcome back. Baruch Haba.
Thank you.
I hope your trip was successful.
Thank you.
So, Hashem, Sunday night, we're going to have the Siyam. Everyone is invited Sunday night in Shaar HaRachamim with a big dinner and everything. Yesterday we discussed on Daf Bet, we discussed the four different opinions, how to explain our Mishnah. Now we're going to go on to all those four opinions and try to understand why each one didn't say like the second opinion. Right, we had the first opinion. Let's go over the four opinions very quickly. We had the opinion of Nachman. He said it was a chicken in order to lay eggs, and it was a problem of muktzeh. Then we had the opinion of Rabbah. Rabbah said, no, it's really to stand to be, it's a chicken to be eaten, so it's not a problem of muktzeh, it's a problem of hachana. Then they had a third opinion. Came Rabbi Yosef and said, no, it's a gezerah, because of fruits that fall off the tree, you may come and eat them. So it's the same thing, an egg, it comes out of it's laid by a chicken on Yom Tov, you may come to eat it. So and then you have the aspect of gezerah shema yalevi itlosh. Then Rabbi Yitzchak has the fourth opinion, he said, mishum mashkin shezavu, it's because of, if you have a fruit that liquid gets squeezed out of on Shabbat or Yom Tov, the Gemara says it's asur. Why Shema Yischot? He's going to come and squeeze the fruits. It's the same thing. He's saying the egg fell into that same gezerah. So now we're going to go on all these four opinions and ask questions on one another. Okay. The Gemara says, Kuluk Rav Nachman lo Amri. All of the opinions did not say like Rav Nachman, who was the first opinion. He said it was a problem of Muktzeh. Why? Ki Kushyan. Because he had a Kushya. Rav was his Kushya. We asked, how come we don't say for Rav Nachman, Niflog B'Tarvayu? We should argue on both the egg and on the beta, and on the chicken. Why did we only argue on the beitzah? So he answered saying, no, it's lo'diach ha'akochod, to teach us the strength of Beit Shammai. Then we said, okay, why not teach both of them? Just teach the chicken and the egg. It didn't teach that. That was a kushyan Rav Nachman. So no one goes like Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, k'rabbah nami lo'amri. Why don't they go like Rabbah? Right, Rabbah was the second opinion. He said it's a problem of hachana, which is seemingly how we accepted as halacha. So why doesn't everyone else go like Rabbah? He says hachana leit lehu. They don't have this status, the same status as preparation as hachana that Rabbah had. Rabbah had this special status of a deoraita aspect of hachana bidei shamayim, that preparation that's done in heavens. That an egg that's laid on Yom Tov, it's a preparation that was formed from the day before, and we said a gezerah every Yom Tov or every Shabbat, and they don't have this same rule of hachana. So now it says, Ela Rav Yosef, mai tamal lo amar ke Rabbi Yitzchak. Why did Rav Yosef not say like Rabbi Yitzchak? Right, Rav Yosef was the one who said the fruits that fell off the tree. Why didn't he say like Rabbi Yitzchak that it's a gezerah because of the juice that comes out of a fruit? So he says, Amar lach, he would tell you, beitza uchla uperot uchla. An egg is a food, and fruits are a food. So that's going to exclude the case of Rav Yitzchak, that's not food. Liquid is not food, so it's an exclusion. You can understand how an egg would fall into the gezerah of fruits that fell off a tree. But you can't understand how the gezerah would apply if it was liquid. That's what he answers. Now it asks him the other way. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak, why doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak say like Rav Yosef? Right, why doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak say, no, it's a gezerah because of the fruits that fall off the tree? Why does he say that it's the liquid? Amar lach, he will tell you, beitza belu'a. And beitza is covered, it's sucked in, it's balu'a, it's inside something. Umashkin belo'in. And liquids are also inside something, they're inside the fruit. Lapuki perot demiglu v'kaimu. That's coming to exclude fruits that are completely revealed on the outside and everyone can see them, which is not within that gezerah. So that's why these didn't say like each other. Okay, now it says, "Va'af Rabbi Yochanan savar gezerah mishum mashkin shezavu." Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says the gezerah of the egg is because of fruits that the juice comes out of, that we said the juice is asur. So he says, "How do we see that?" The Rabbi Yochanan rame. Rabbi Yochanan contrasts the Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Yuda. He contrasts the two opinions of Rabbi Yuda on one another. Rabbi Yuda had two different opinions. He contrasted one of them on one another. Umeshane, and he resolved them, meaning he had a contradiction, and now he's going to resolve it. It says Tnan. It says in Mishnah, "En shachatin et haperot la'otzim en mashkin." You're not allowed to squeeze out fruits on Shabbat to get the juice. Vim yatzum atzman asurin. And if they come out on their own, let's say it just got, you know, it just juiced out by itself, it would be asur to have them also. Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo chlin ayutem en mutar. If it's for food, meaning if you had set those fruits aside for food and the juice came out, That's mutar. Why? There's no gezerah you're going to go and squeeze them now, because your intention wasn't to make them into juice to begin with. Now that they became juice on their own, you're not. It doesn't fall into that same gezerah. So that Rabbi Yehuda would say that's mutar. But if you had set those fruits aside, that you say, you know what, tomorrow on Sunday I'm going to squeeze them out, and then what happened on Shabbat, somehow it got squeezed out on its own and the juice came out, that's asur, because it falls into that same gezerah, because you wanted the liquid. Your intention was for the liquid originally. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning, different than the first opinion, different than the Tanakama. Then it says, so what do we see from that? Alma, we see, kol le'ochlin, anything that's for food, le'Rabbi Yehuda, uchla de'ifratu. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered uchla de'ifratu. What's uchla de'ifratu? We said this with regards to the egg. It's ochel nifrat, she'nifrat mi'ochel. It's food that was separated from other food. Meaning it does not fall into a status of something other than food. It's just food. It's not muktzeh. It does not have any problem. So Rabbi Yehuda seems like, in this opinion of the mashkin, that if you set something aside for food, it's considered food. It's food separated from food. Now we have another opinion, urminu, we have a contradiction. Ve'odama Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even more so. This is in Masechet Erovin. So over there it's talking about if you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you have a basket of fruits that you forgot to take ma'aser out. We know you're not allowed to take ma'aser out on Shabbat or Yom Tov, right? It's considered metaken. So what do? So this is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So what does he do? He says, "Matne adam al kalkalah shel perot b'yom tov rishon." He says a person can make a condition on his basket of fruits on the first day of Yom Tov. And what does he say? "Ve'ochla b'sheni," and he can eat it on the second day. So what does he say exactly? Rashi explains, you have a basket of fruits. You want it to be mutar, but you can't do maaser on Yom Tov. So what do? You say, if today is chol, if today is, it's 2 days of Yom Tov, so we really are only supposed to keep one, but we kept two out of, Rosh Hashanah is a little bit different than other Yomim Tovim, but they kept two because the Edim came late, and the Levi'im sang the Shir late, everything that happened that caused them to be metaken, that we always have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So he says, if you have this, you know, this situation, you say, really, 1 day is really Kodesh, 1 day is chol. So let's say today is chol. If today is chol, then I'm ma'aser them, and I can eat them right now. Right? And tomorrow is really Kodesh, and I'll be Ma'aser them tomorrow. But if today is Kodesh, then really, I'm saying, tomorrow I will be Ma'aser them, and today is really Kodesh. How does he word that? Look, Rashi says, it's a big Rashi towards the bottom. Im hayom chol u'machar kodesh, if today is chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, yu elu truma u'masrot al elu. These should be truma u'masrot on these. Right, because he can do that, because today is chol. V'mayom kodesh in v'ray klum. But he says, if today is whole, if today is actual Yom Tov, my words don't even count for anything. He makes a condition, and he says, and he puts a sign on those fruits to make sure he doesn't forget them. And then tomorrow he goes and says the same thing on the second day. He says on the second day now, if today is chol, then today I'm doing the maaser. Today I'm doing trumot maaser. But really, if today is kodesh, and I already did it yesterday, so he makes a condition, and no matter what, he's able to eat it on the second day, not on the first day. So you see what? From this, you see already, says the Gemara, v'chen beitza shenoda berishon, if you have an egg that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, te'achel b'sheni, you can eat it on the second day. So he says what? B'sheni in berishon la. He says on the second day you can eat it, not on the first day. Why is Rabbi Yehuda making a chiluk, a distinction? He permits it. He says it's food. Allow it on the first day as well. Seems like Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit worried for an opinion that no, really it's not. It's a problem. So that's what you see over here. Rashi says, anything that moves from its spot, that comes out, let's say an egg that comes out on Yom Tov, even food, you see, an egg is even food, on the first day of Yom Tov, it's Asur. Rabbi Yehuda was still Choshesh. So it's not like the previous opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that said that if the fruits come out and you had set them aside for food, that it's Mutar, even Bo Bayom, even that day. So how do we explain the contradiction?
Well, how do you compare the egg to Maaser?
Anything that moves from its spot is considered that. So it was more going on the aspect of v'chen beitza shenoda berishon, an egg that's born on the first day, te'achel b'sheni. You can eat it on the second day because you can say, manavshach, one of them is chol. So if it's today, I can eat it today. I'll wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow, then either way, either yesterday was chol or today's chol and I can eat it. That's what he's saying, essentially.
So you can still only on the second day.
Only on the second day. So that's a contradiction. We said originally that if you set aside fruits to be eaten, let's say, and they got squeezed out, okay, the juice is mutar. Why? Because it was set aside for food, and you're allowed to eat that even on the first day. But here he's second still, the second day. Huh?
That would still be a problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, it's still on the first day, if just in case first day is really the Kodesh. Okay, so in my... We also have an issue on the second day because potentially the second day could be Kodesh.
Yeah, but the second day is Kodesh, that means the first day was Chol. If the first day was Chol, that means it was born on a day that's Chol, you can eat it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what the answer is. So it's Umishane and Rabbi Yochanan. This is the first of three answers. Mishane, Rabbi Yochanan, he resolves it. Mukhlefet Ashita, he says, no, the opinions were switched around. This is the wrong opinion. Really, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah was the, right, we had the opinion, Ein Sochatin, you can't squeeze out fruits. And then Rabbi Yehuda came and said, he made a distinction, no, if it's for food, it's mutar, if it's for drinking, it's asur. Really, Rabbi Yehuda was the first opinion over there. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that you're not allowed to squeeze out fruits, and if it comes out on its own, it's asur even on the first day. And that works with the second Mishnah, with the second part of the Gemara that says that on the first day it's asur, the Kalkela, and also the Beitza. The first day is asur. All of it is the same opinion. So Rabbi Yochanan says you flip the opinions. Okay? From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is contrasting these two opinions together, this was your question. He said, how can you, Michael, he said, how can you compare these two things? What's the Kalkela, the basket of fruits with the case of the egg? What's the connection? So from the fact that he compares these two things, says, Shema mina chad ta'ma'u. You can understand that they both have one reasoning. That what? That Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak from the fact that he says the juice that comes out of the fruits and the egg is the same case. You sound like he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, who says it's a gezerah shema yischot, that because of the fruits, the juice that come out, it's a gezerah shema, he's going to go and squeeze out the fruits. That's what it sounds like. Now we give a second answer. Ravina amar leolam lo tipuch. Ravina says, no, you can't switch around the opinion. Rabbi Yehuda said this, Rabbi Yehuda said that. You can't switch around his opinion and say, no, Rabbi Yehuda really didn't say that. So how do you explain it? Rabbi Yehuda was saying to the Rabbanan. He was answering to the Rabbanan, saying what? According to me, Rabbi Yehuda, even on the first day of Yom Tov, it's mutar. I don't have to wait for the second day. So why did we say the second day? So he says, because it, for sure it's food. It's food that's separated from other food. So why would it be asur on the first day? It's mutar on the first day. But according to you, Rabbanan, odulu mihat, at least admit to me, at least, you know, agree with me that on the second day it's mutar. You know, on the second day. Meaning to me, on the first day it's mutar. But at least you guys, you're osir, you say, if it's squeezed out on its own, it's asur. And if the egg falls, it's all asur. So at least on the second day, with this, you know, this tonight, this condition, at least agree with me that the second day it could be mutar. The shtei kedushoten, because he was trying to say that it's two different days of holiness. Right? Rosh Hashanah, he was trying to explain, it's one day of Kodesh, and then a second day of Kodesh. Two different days of Kodesh, you can make this tonight. What did the Rabbanan say to him? Va'amri le Rabbanan lo. Rabbanan said to him, no, you can't do that. Kedusha achati. It's all one kedusha. This is the famous phrase in the Masechet. With regards to Rosh Hashanah is different than all other Chagim. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta. It's one long day of Kodesh. It's not 2 days. All other Chagim that we keep Shnei Yamim, it's Misafek. Over here, it's not Misafek. They had one time, the Edim came late. They had to do a second day. The Levim messed up Bashir. This is what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says. They had to do 2 days. From then on, they made a gezerah. They made a decree that we always do 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. Be'emet midin Torah, ata tzodek. I think the Ashkenazim, the shofar they do both. But I think for the night of, they only do one. I think only on the first night. Yeah. But yeah, I think what we do on the second night is we wear a new piece of clothing. So we yotzei dechovah with a new piece of clothing. Yeah, I think la'anacha, that's what we do. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do.
Or a new fruit or something.
Okay, so that was the second opinion, how to explain the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda. Comes Ravina bered Rav Ula. Sounds like it's a different Ravina. He comes and answers the question a different way. The contradiction in a different way. Amar hacha v'tanagod ha'omeda l'gadil beitzim. Over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about a chicken that is standing to lay eggs. We know that it's standing to lay eggs. It's mukzeh. You set it aside. You don't want to use it on Yom Tov. It starts laying eggs. You didn't have in mind that chicken on Yom Tov. You weren't going to slaughter it on Yom Tov. So it's not on your mind. So it's mukzeh. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda l'ta'ameh, and Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own reasoning, de'id lay mukzeh. He holds the deen of mukzeh, right? We saw in the first daf, machloket Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Do we say the deen of mukzeh? Do we not say the deen of mukzeh? Rabbi Yehuda does hold the deen of mukzeh. So really, simple answer, Rabina Bar Ula is saying, we go to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the deen of mukzeh, and that's why he forbids it over here. And that's why on the first day it would be asur, right? Which is different than the case of, from the case of the juice, where he says if you set it aside for food, that's different. It's not the same thing. Okay, new topic. We're jumping a new topic over here now. We're going to ask questions on the two last opinions. We had four opinions. Remember those four opinions. So the last two opinions were because of a gezerah, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef. So now on those two opinions, we're going to ask questions now. It says, Meitiv, we have a contradiction. Echad beitza shenodah b'shabbat, v'echad beitza shenodah b'yom tov, in metaltelin otah. So if an egg is born on Shabbat or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to move it. Lo lachasot ba'at akli, You're not allowed to cover a utensil, a kli with it. You know, not to have it as a, I guess they had very strong eggs, not to leave it as a, you know, a leg holder for a bed.
Oh, why an egg if you put it this way? You
can't yeah, that's what they say. They say if you try to break an egg with the top from the top to the bottom like this, you'll never be able to break it. That's what they say, if there's no cracks.
Why not put a cover on it?
What do you mean put a cover? No, so you're not allowed to move the... He's saying, essentially, he's just bringing examples. You can't move the egg, he's saying. If it's born on Shabbat Yom Tov, it's Muktzeh, you can't move it.
No, it
says... Yeah, you can cover it, but you can't move the egg to use it for some purpose.
You can use it as a cover. Let's say you have a bottle, you want to cover the bottle.
Oh, as a cover.
You can use a kli to cover it, meaning I can take a bowl and cover the egg so it doesn't break. So that it doesn't break. V'sfeka asura, and if it may get mixed up with others, that egg, it's all asur. V'imnit arva be'elef kulan asurot. Listen to this. If that egg gets mixed with 1,000 other mutar eggs, all of them become asur. Something we've never seen before. Usually we say one b'shishim. Chabishishim, it's batel, 1 in 60. Over here, even 10,000, it will never become batel. Ken, what do you mean?
No, he's talking about...
On Shabbat and Yom Tov.
Gamze v'gamze.
Ken. So if it's born on either of them, that's what it sounds like he's referring to. We're going to see what the problem is. Let's see. We're going to go through the reasoning. So let's see. Good question. If it's Rabbanan, Sveka is Mutar. So what's going on here? So it says, Bishlam al-Rabba. It makes sense according to the opinion of Rabba, the Amar Mishum Hachana, that he said it was Deoraita. He said it's preparation. It's Deoraita. You're not allowed to prepare. So he says, Havi Sveka Deoraita. Because Sveka Deoraita the Chumrah. Anytime you have a doubt with the Deoraita rule, we rule stringently. So it makes sense according to him, because we said Safek, it's Asur. But he says, Ela the Rav Yosef, Ul Rabbi Yitzchak. But according to the last two opinions, we said it was a Gezerah. Damar Mishum Gezerah, that they said because of a, I guess it doesn't even go to the first opinion, because the first opinion of Muktzeh was contradicted, was pushed away. So he's not even asking on that opinion. He's only asking on the last three. So he says, but according to the Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, we say, huh?
Chicken that was for eating, maybe.
Right. Right, meaning, over there, I think the Gemara on Ber Amud Bet contradicted his opinion. So he said, why don't you teach with both an egg and the chicken? He didn't have an answer, so they pushed his answer away, said his can't make sense. So he says now, Ela Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, according to them two, who said it's a gezerah, damre mishum gezerah, it's a decree, sfeka de rabbanani, because of it, sfeka de rabbanan le kula. Anytime you have a safek de rabbanan, you have a doubt with a rabbinic ruling, we rule leniently, right? Not like if you have a safek de oraita. Let's give an example. Right now, I forgot if I made a bracha on this cup. Do I make a bracha or not? I forgot. I don't make. Why? Why don't we make a bracha? Safek barachul la'akel. Why? According to the Rambam, making a blessing, Hashem's name in vain, is an isur deoraita. So we say safek deoraita lechumra. So we don't make the bracha, because maybe you could think it in your head, but you don't make the bracha, chas v'shalom, to not say Hashem's name in vain. Whereas if, let's say, someone, yeah, let's say someone, for example, so that's with regards to, if let's say someone forgot if they made a bracha or not on something also, that wasn't berkat hamazon, so then you wouldn't make it, because we say safek derabanan. It's only Savek Darbanan, you want to make it? Also the Savek Daraita of Bracha Levatala, you don't want... But what happens if someone didn't say Birkat... He doesn't remember if I said Birkat HaMazon or not. Or he doesn't remember if I said Birkot HaTorah or not. La Lechal Ma'aseh, if he doesn't remember for Daraita, he would repeat the Daraita parts of those two. Okay? Now, so the Gemara is saying, according to these two, it's a Savek Darbanan. Why are we saying that it's Savek is Asur? So the Gemara answers, is a different girsa over here. Amri Lach, Seifa Atan Le Savek Terefa. No, the Seifa, the end part of that Beraita that we just read, that we said Meitivei, when it said Sveka Asura, what was it referring to, Sveka Asura? Safek Terefa Asura. That if we have a Taref chicken, Safeka, meaning when it comes out of that chicken, the egg that is laid from that chicken, it gets mixed with others, that's all Asura, because that's a Deoraita. So we're not going like Rabbi... Let's see. So now let's see. You're asking a good question. Sefat on the Safek Terfa. We're talking about a Safek Terfa, which is Deoraita. Now that we know it's Deoraita, we understand why Safek is Asur. Even if it's a Safek. Now we're going to ask you a question. Yachi, Ema Seifa. So let's go to the end part of the Beraita. Nitarva be'elef kulan asurot. If it mixed with 1,000, we said all of them are Asur if it mixed with 1,000. Iyamar bishlama Safek Yom Tov, Safek Chol. If you say it's doubtful, if it's Yom Tov, or if it was Chol, Havidavar Davar Sheshom Metirin, then it's something that has permission later on. We know there's a concept. Kol davar she'esha metirin, afilo be'elef lo batel. Anything that later on will be permitted, like right now we're in the time of chadash, right? Chadash, if a piece of chadash gets mixed into your dish, the whole thing is asur. Why? Davar she'esha metirin. In 6 months from now, after Pesach, it's going to be mutar. So you have to wait. Right? So anything that's davar shesh mitirin, like if you have a safek, if it's yom tov or safek if it was chol, so just wait till after yom tov and it becomes, the eggs becomes mutar. So it's a davar shesh mitirin. It's past permission after. Anything that has the chol davar shesh mitirin, afilu be'elef lo batil. Anything that has mitirin, even in 1,000, it does not become batil. Ela iyamar safek terefa, but if you say, like this was your question, if you say it's a safek terefa, we don't know if it came from a terefa and a chicken or not. That was the case. We had an egg laid. We don't know if it came from the teref chicken, and it got mixed with others. We say all of them are asur. So if you say it's
that's why chametz is not patel.
Right, exactly. Chametz is the vice versa of meterin. It's a huge sugya. The question of chametz falls into that discussion. It's a big machlokin. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Ela iyamart safek terefa the vice versa she'en lo meterin hi safek terefa. Terefa will never become permitted. You can't permit a terefa. So it's not something that has meterin. So when it's something that does not have permission ever." It should become batel berov. If it's davar yavesh, especially we know davar yavesh is batel berov. If it's it does not have yavesh means dry. If it's a dry thing, if it's liquid, it's something a little bit different. But if it's dry, we know the halacha that it becomes batel in the majority. So the Gemara says v'chitema beitzah chashuva velo betela. Maybe we can say that an egg is very chashuv. An egg is very important, and something that's very with the concept of chashuv. This is the whole daf of Basar v'Chalav and Tarovod all in one. We're saying if you have something that's very chashuv, then it does not become batel even be'elef. Exactly. No, it's something that's very important. If something's very chashuv, then it doesn't become batel in things that aren't chashuv. So it says maybe the egg is chashuv. So now we're going to get into a different discussion. So now if the egg is chashuv, how do we define if an egg is chashuv or not? So it depends. We have to now ask a question. Is an egg something that's considered... There's two concepts here we're about to discuss. Et shedar kol imanot or kol shedar kol imanot. Right? There's a...
One more time.
Et shedar kol imanot ve kol shedar kol imanot. Don't focus so much on the phrase. Understand the meaning. The meaning behind them is like this. Et shedar kol imanot, which we're about to see, is something that is always... It's only chashuv if it's always sold beminyan. Specifically, it's never sold in an estimate.
Limanot.
Okay. It's always sold a specific amount, an individual amount, or let's say a box of eggs specifically always has 12. It doesn't, right? So now, but kol shedar kol imanot, whereas kol is coming to say that it's sometimes it's sold b'minyan, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's, estimated, and sometimes it's not. So now, if we want to say, now we're going to see, so if the egg sounds like it's not always sold, like back then it wasn't always sold in boxes, it was sold, you take a bag of eggs, you sell them, estimate, let's say we pound, we take the weight and we give it out.
So let's see,
the Gemara says, Hanicha leman de amar kol shedar kol imanot shaninu. It makes sense according to the one who says that sometimes it's sold b'minyan, sometimes it's sold individually, sometimes it's sold to estimate. Because the eggs, that's how it was back then. It was sold sometimes like that, sometimes like this. So it sounds like that's when it would be chashuv and it wouldn't be batel. Ela leman de amar et shedar kol imanot shaninu. But according to the one who says et shedar kol imanot, that we say that what? That it's always sold in a specific amount. It's never sold estimated. That's not the case. That wasn't the case metziut wise. That wasn't the case with the egg. So ma'ika lememar. Then what would you say? How can we answer the fact that it was never? It was sometimes sold estimated and sometimes not. How can the one who says etchedar kol imanot, that says it always has to be sold in a number in b'minyan? How can he answer that? And now it's going to teach us the whole sugya over there. And the Gemara says ditnan, as the Mishnah is taught, is the Mishnah in Orla. Misha yudo chavilei tiltan. If someone had bundles of spices. And it says shil kilei hakerem, and they were from kilei hakerem. That's a mixture in the field. They had two mixed seeds, which is asur ba'anaha. Anaha. You're not allowed to benefit from it. You can't get any physical pleasure and any benefit from this. Idaleku. So the Gemara says you should burn them. Just burn them and destroy them. It says nitarvu ba'acherot ba'acherot ba'acherot. If they got mixed with others, and those others got mixed with others, double others. Kulani idaleku deveri Rabbi Meir. All of them should be burned now. Okay, the Chachamim Amrim and the Chachamim say Yalu be'achad u'matayim. No, they should become batel 1 in 200, not 1 v'shishim. 1 in 200. If you have 200 connected, in accordance with what got mixed in, it would become batel. Shayar, once again, Shayar Rabbi Meir Omer et shedar kol limanot mekadesh, because Rabbi Meir would say that which is always sold in number is mekadesh, would have to be burned. You can't benefit from it. And v'chachamim amrim and the chachamim say, "Eino mekadesh ela shisha devarim b'levad." No, we only burn 6 specific things. These are the 6 things that get burned. That the chachamim are about to say. Rabbi Akiva omer shiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "No, it's 7 things. Ve'elu hen, and these are them. Eguzei perech. You have walnuts of this from this place. Perech. Ve'remunei badan, or this pomegranates from this place. Badan.
They're sitting in the back here.
Badan. V'chaviot setumot, or closed off barrels of wine." the chalifei tiridin, or if you have prickly beets, which are I guess very chashuv, the kilchei karuv, or cabbage stalks. That's five. Dulad yevanit, you have a Greek gourd pumpkin. Rikiva Mosif, and Rikiva adds, Av kikarot shel balabait, even the kikarot of balabait, even homemade bread loaves, all of these seven things, according to Rabbi Akiva also, would be considered the things that are very chashuv and would be burned if they had a status of kila akerim. So now the Gemara says, Ra'ui le'orla, this is how the Mishnah continues, something that's Ra'ui le'orla, orla, meaning what? The first three on the list were the walnuts, the pomegranates, and the wine, all of those have a status of orla. So if they are fit for orla, if they're within the first 3 years, mekadesh, you burn them. If those are first 3 years.
Wine
comes from grapes.
From the grape.
Okay, kila akerim, kila akerim. But the rest of them, the last three or the last four, those that are fit for kila akerim, that have a status of mixed fields, which would be asurbana also those, you should burn those as well. V'itmar ala, we're bringing all of this for this last case. And it was taught on this. Rabbi Yochanan said, Etche darko lemanot shaninu. We were talking about over here, that it was etche darko lemanot. That it was something that it was always sold in number. So meaning what? It can only be batel if it was not sold in number. That's when it's batel. Whereas if it's always sold in number, it's etch darkol manon, it can't be batel. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish disagrees. He says, no, kosh darkol manot shaninu. It's kosh darkol manot shaninu. That it's sometimes sold, sometimes not. So he says, hanicha Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This all makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Because it sometimes is, sometimes not. And so that's how we can understand this whole Gemara that we said, it can sometimes be batel, or it sometimes not be batel. It would never be batel. Why? Because you always mekadesh it, you always burn it. And so therefore it makes sense for Rabbi Shimon Lakish, because all of these things, sometimes they're a number, sometimes they're an estimate. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you say it always has to be sold in number, and only then, if it's always sold in number, that's when it's chashuv. But if it's not, which a lot of these things maybe sold in estimate, so if they're sold in estimate, they should be batel. So it says, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Michael, what would you say according to Rabbi Yochanan? Amar Papa, and how would he answer our case over here with the egg? Why is the egg asur over here in our case? If the egg is, let's say you say it's a safek terefa. So it's a safek terefa, you can still be batel berov. Why does he say it's asur? Because if we say, Etch dar kolim anot shaninu, if we say it's always sold in number, this is the whole case was bringing to teach us the machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So it says, if we say, Etch dar kolim anot shaninu, that it's always sold in number, an egg is not always sold in a specific number, it could be sold in estimate sometimes. So he says, what are you going to say? He says, Hi, Amar of Papa, Hi Tana, Tana delitrot kitsiotu. This Tana is the Tana of another Gemara, of another Mishnah, that's talking about litra kitsiot. Litra kitsiot are like dried out fig cakes. And he says, "The Amar kol davar shebeminyan afilu b'derabanan lo batil." And even though that it was truma, essentially, and the truma of the fruits was, in this case, was derabanan. And he says that only, and he says, anything that's beminyan that's included, it's sold individually. Kol davar shebeminyan afilu b'derabanan lo batil. Even if it's rabbinic, it's not batel. Even be'elif. He says, "V'chol sheken b'deoraita." How much more so this terefa, this safek terefa? It's a deoraita. It's from a deoraita because it's safek deoraita. And he's saying, here Rashi explains it well. Litra kitziot te'anim shenit yabshu b'sadeh k'tan mikto. You have these figs that dried out in the field. V'em v'dorsinotam. They would smash them into like fig cakes. Here, the previous Rashi. Tana. The Ayre Gabe Litra Kitziot. It's the same Tana as Litra Kitziot. The Amar Kodavar Shebe Minyan, Sheyesh Bo Minyan, Afilu Be Midei Derabanan, Gon Litra Kitziot, The Ayre Be Turmot Perot Derabanan, Lo Batil Converso Kame. That it's talking about Turma of Fruits. Turma of Fruits was Derabanan. Turma of Fruits, and he still said that it's included in this, it's sold in an individual number. And it's sold in an individual number, if it's sold in this individual number, it's not Batel, even though it's Derabanan. So he says, how much more so is the oraita of the safek terefa of the chicken that laid this egg, that safek terefa, that we're going to say the same thing. It's the same tana that he's saying.
It
does not have materin. He's saying, even so, since it's davar shebeminyan, kol davar shebeminyan, afilu bederabanan lo batil. Even in rabbinic matter, if it's sold in an individual, sold in a number, always, it's never batel in that way. Afilu she'en lo materin. That's what the Gemara is saying. Amen.